You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And it's time for the other black music. It's Greybeard here, coming to you every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. with the other black music, bringing you just that. And as always, I implore you to crank up the volume and share with your neighbors. I may have a guest in the studio today, so stay tuned for that. And don't forget, number here is 649-9737, 804-649-97. And you can see the track list when I get that started in a few minutes by going to WRIR.org, WRIR.org, and click Read More under the other black music and see what's being played as we go along. I'm going to start out with some Shion Kuti.
When in despair, don't take to the air. Sit down and feel. What you know is real. Creative musicians keep on rolling right along. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
bad from the good. Look, so you can appreciate how you would want to reach. No important blessing of life be that. Walk, walk.
are very poor, that suffering people can't take anymore.
Now, Because African man say, he no go do he own thing, he no go buy your thing. I ask him a question in my own language. I ask him a question in my own mother tongue. I go like this. I say, na 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 na.
Yeah. Are you prepared for your next possible disaster? If not, a disaster supply kit is essential to making sure your family is safe when disaster strikes. Your personal kit should include food for at least 3 days that does not need electrical preparation, at least 3 gallons of water for drinking and sanitation, and a battery-powered or hand-crank weather radio to keep you up to date on the latest conditions. For more information on additional items to include in your disaster supply kit, visit www.readyvirginia.gov.
All right. You were listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is Gray Beard coming to you every other Sunday of the other black music, bringing you just that. And let's go over what you heard. The last one. It's a group that I would probably follow all around Benin if I'd been born in Benin back in the 70s. One of my favorite 70s group out of Africa, Orchestra Polyrythmo de Continu. Kind of Africanized funk, basically, a good way to describe them. Came off a new, yet another compilation. These guys of Analog Africa has been putting out a bunch of compilations of these guys, and they've all been good. Volume 3, The Skeletal Essence of Voodoo Funk. We hear the tune Adjo. Before that, the great Fela Kuti and the tune By Africa from the LP of the same title. Then we heard two from his sons, a new one from Femi Kuti off his new CD, No Place for My Dream. We heard The World is Changing. And then Sion Kuti before that. And I got to see him live. I highly suggest catching him on a live concert. Mm-hmm. Sion Kuti from Africa with Fury, Rise. We heard the tune Slave Masters. And as always, I start to show off the theme song Creative Musicians by the Lyman Wooded Organization. All right, I've got guests in the studio, Duron Chavis, a local community activist here and occasional DJ and stuff. He's brought some music and he's going to talk about some projects he's got going on. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for inviting me on to the show, man.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm really hyped, man. A lot of good stuff going on in the community. For the last year or so, we've been really working around Urban Act, and it's been a real bountiful evolution. I think May 2013 marked the one-year anniversary of McDonough Community Garden. Okay. And this has been one of the most beneficial projects for myself, just spiritually, you know, as well as socially, you know, things that we've been able to do around teaching people how to grow their own food, also, you know, providing food for people that are in food deserts. You know, the garden is located in the USDA designated food desert. So
what is a food desert now?
Oh, yeah, well, a food desert is an area that does not have a grocery store within a mile or more of the residential population.
Right.
So for basically in layman's terms, you may live in a neighborhood that has a bunch of corner stores,
right?
You know, gas stations or what have you. But when you go into that store, you can't find fresh produce, you know, or any whole foods. You know, you'll get a bunch of chips and processed stuff, sodas, beer, you know, liquor, alcohol, what have you.
Right.
Candy.
Biggest one I've noticed at the corner of like Metal Bridge and Laburnum Avenue,
yeah,
over by the fairgrounds.
Yeah,
I see people. First of all, you know, if you don't have a car, you're screwed over there.
Yeah.
I see people walking up and down what's pretty much a dangerous road. Mm-hmm. You know, Metal Bridge and Laburnum.
Yeah, right by the raceway.
Yeah, and I know it's at least 2 miles to a so-called grocery store up on Azalea.
Yeah, yeah. I mean that's funny you mentioned that. You know, I did, you know, a story with a young lady about 8 months ago, and we did a bus trip. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about the buses earlier. We did a bus trip from where I work at downtown to that Azalea shopping center. Right. It took us like 2 hours to get from my job to the grocery store by bus,
right,
you know, and back. So it was like, yo, imagine living in a community where you can't get to a grocery store and you got kids. You trying to go make groceries, you can't, you know.
Right.
It's almost an impossible mission, you know, within the time constraints of working a full-time job or being a single parent or, you know, just having, you know, get your kids from daycare. You know, who can afford the late fees?
Yeah.
Behind getting the kids from daycare late. So it's a human rights issue when you talk about access to healthy food, something that, you know, globally people are dealing with. You know, in the United States, when we think of hunger, we think of, you know, emaciated children, skeletal showing, you know, that type of thing.
Right.
But the reality is that, you know, nutrients is the conversation that we're having. Can I get access to the nutrients that I need in order to live an optimal life?
Right.
And if I live in India or in a developing country, you know, that hunger may look like emaciation, but in a country like the United States where food is quote-unquote plentiful, that malnutrition looks like obesity.
Right.
Because people are, they have processed foods, but they don't have nutrients, so they're eating a lot of foods that's just causing all types of diet-related illnesses and, you know, behavior disorders as well.
Right.
So that's a big conversation, you know, that will happen. And I try to explain it, you know, to people that just because we don't live in a developing country, people are still starving and hungry. You know, I work for social services, and a great many citizens of Richmond are dependent on SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Right.
And without it, people wouldn't have any methods of feeding their family. You know, it's not supplemental, it's primary for a great deal of people.
Right.
So I explain to people that without that program, you know, it would be emaciation in, you know, in America, in Richmond, Virginia. So, you know, the growing of your own food, the urban agriculture conversation, it's just taking us back to something very ancient, but making it very it's very relevant right now. And seeing so many people that can't find jobs, so many people that are looking for means of providing for their families. You know, the gardening and the urban farming is a definite missing link.
Right.
You know, I think that as we, you know, progress in this country, in this region, a lot more conversations start being had around local foods, around the local economy, and that food piece is integral. And, you know, that's what we've been kind of working on. It's been exciting, too, because, you know, we're doing it right now with the garden on a community empowerment level,
right?
It's just about community building a community up together, bringing people together, and using the garden as a hub for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, our projected plan is the development of an urban farm, and that's something that, you know, we're working on now, raising capital so that we can actually put the food conversation into a social enterprise conversation. So it's not just about food as a donation.
Right.
You know, we give food away. Food is a commodity. People buy it. And, you know, once we move it, once we shift from looking at food as just something that, you know, everybody should have, it is something that everybody should have, but it is something that people pay for.
Right.
And, you know, this is something that we want to expand into and use as a tool for poverty alleviation. You know, create jobs around people growing food locally, so that people can access locally produced food.
Right.
At the same time, you know, addressing the issue of food insecurity and increasing healthy food access. So it's a pretty dope vibe, man. I'm having a great time with it. You know, honestly, I think that I'm a tinkerer.
Mm-hmm.
By my nature. You know, I really like to just, you know, learn, and I'm always trying to find something new and proactive construction with my time. And the garden has provided like this whole other universe of things that, you know, I was familiar with them in theory, but when I started doing it, things as simple as planting a seed,
mm-hmm.
and just the diversity of what Mother Nature has provided in terms of us to eat, it's never a day that goes by where I'm not curious as to what I can do next. Okay, let me see what these sweet peppers do. You know, what these hot peppers do. What can I get these seeds that's got the same, that are from a region of the world that have the same kind of climate as Virginia?
Right.
You know, that type of thing. It's a great experiment. It's an awesome, you know, research for myself, just so I can, you know, play. It's like fun. It is fun. You know, I think at the same time it's weird, but a lot of people look at activism and working in the community as some sort of struggle.
Right.
But,
you know, I've always thought that way, because back in the band days, we would do like benefits for organizations, stuff like that. And we're like, you know, people come out when you make it fun.
Right. Yeah.
At halftime, they might not even know what it's about. There was a band there.
Right.
But, you know, at least they made a donation to something.
Right, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm having a good – I honestly say, you know, I've always had fun with all the stuff. I mean, we do Happily Natural Day. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always had emphasis towards health and wellness. But in doing that, it's always been about that alchemy. I'm going to put this with this and see what happens. Right. You know, but with the garden, you know – my passions have been fulfilled in terms of just my desire to learn, but just, you know, to explore and see what's going to happen next. So I'm having a great time. And I think anybody that gets in and starts gardening and learning how to grow food, you know, they'll experience the same thing. You mm-hmm. know, it's something very innate inside of it. You know what I mean? I think it's something carnal. I don't even know if that's the right word, but something deep inside of your spirit that gets twanged. When you're out there and you're digging in the dirt and you're harvesting and you're in a quiet zone of just you, Mother Nature, and the ecosystem.
Right.
You know, there's something very primal about it. And primal not in the sense of raw savagery, but primal in the sense of this is a very intimate connection that you have with the earth, with the Most High, and with yourself, because there's nobody else out there except for you and you know, these seeds or this plant, you right. know what I mean? And that type of interaction is something that human beings have been doing for millennia, man. So, you know, I have a great time with it. It's a meditative thing too. So, I get a chance to just shut down my brain from all the different distractions that go on in the world and in life and just zone out on this.
Right.
So like a walking meditation.
So where is this garden located?
The garden is at Forest Hill and 33rd Street.
Okay.
About a block from Forest Hill Park, two blocks from Crossroads Cafe. It's in Woodland Heights.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can come out. Anybody can come out. Typically, you know, we're out there Saturdays and Sundays around 3 o'clock. I use it for my exercise. You know, I'll go out Saturday or Sunday. We have raised beds that are available for community to, you know, take over and grow their own food. And it's very inexpensive. You know, it's $25 for a year. So if you really don't have a green thumb, per se, and you don't know what you're doing, it's not a lot of money to invest in order for you to learn and mess up, you know, or learn and, you know, thrive and go awesome.
It's not a lot of space either, too, that's it.
Yeah, it's like 6x4.
No, I'm saying you don't need a lot of space to grow.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you really don't. You know, what has been surprising to me is that, you know, on a 6x4 plot, you can grow an abundance of vegetables. I mean, if you grow every season, you know, right now you grow 3 seasons, spring, summer, and fall. You know, you can grow greens, you know, root vegetables. You know, you can also grow, your fruits, you know, melons, watermelons, cantaloupes, things like that. It's a really wide, diverse palette. Even if you just get down and want to do, you know, your beans, snap peas, you know, your herbs, things like that. So you can grow just about, you can supplement, you know, what you purchase out of the grocery store with a 6x4 plot tremendously. You know, just, you know, pay attention to it. Come out and check it out.
All right, you got a website for it or Facebook page too?
The website is McDonough Garden. That's McDonoughGarden.com. And on the Facebook is McDonough Street Community Garden. It's kind of long. Go to the website, you know, McDonoughGarden.com.
I'll put a link on the blog thing too in a little while.
Where it's a really organic growth. We started a year ago, just about this year, March, we started organization behind it. So it's about 9 gardeners that are actively gardening at the site that we meet once a month, and you know, volunteers that are interested in the development of the site, you know, come out and explore, you know, what we're doing. We're trying to do more permaculture-ish type of activity, which permaculture is, you know, we plant it and we don't really have to spend a lot of time tending to it.
Right.
You know, it makes itself a part of the ecosystem in a sense. So, you know, a lot of perennial plantings. We're doing more of that. We're about to start a living fence, which is like fruit trees and fruit bushes, to perform as a windbreak for the streets and keep some of the beneficial insects and things like that coming into the site. It's going to be pretty dope. We should be doing that at the end of the month. So, you know, I hope folks will be able to check out the website and tune in so that we can connect with them on that.
All right. You got some music for us? We can come back and talk a little bit later.
Yeah. I've been really zoning out on some new tunes. I'm hip to this dude, Flying Lotus. Mm-hmm. And his album, Until the Quiet Comes, is really a dope piece of work. I like the song called Hunger.
Okay.
Featuring Nicky Rondo. So I was going.
All right. You got the volume all the way up on that?
Let's see.
Yeah,
all the way up.
Start whenever you're ready.
All right, let's go.
Sentence serving out tonight. times burn. But what we don't know is that ain't gonna be enough. Know how to front, know how to hustle, know how to boost to get dressed and fake it till we make it. But what we don't know is that ain't gonna be enough now. Well, what kind of cool thinking next? What kind of cool thinking next? What kind of cool will we think of next? What kind of cool will we think of next to hide behind? Know how to cut, know how to rap and bang, how to get paid with a corner pick again. Know how to chase the fame, but it ain't gonna be good enough now. We put it on, turn it up, and do it loud and say that we lived. We pour it on, throw it up, and deny that we ever hit it. Know how to teach, know how to.
I'm a dude about this paper, always kinda bent. If I was doing anything, see, I was trying to win. And if there was no competition, listen, I would make myself the opposition, fencing with the ground with fin. It's just my nature. Nurturing is the way you hate us. Learn to like me, I'm connected to the kind of men that can make you, break you. Ties to the underworld, lies with a cover girl, lies to the upper girl. Home sending text like, what time you in? Reply later. The studio be my groupie hoe. Enter all night, trying to get my song right. Hoping that my verse was tight like my first was. First the bust, then the drop. First the buzz, then the top. Happen any other way and you gon' smack a surface. Unprepared for the wave, but climbing unaware of the waves to grind. It's all about me. Y'all know my speech, y'all know my style, I keep it green. Y'all know my means, y'all know my how, I rep my city. No time for speaking, time is now, I get it crazy. Don't care about another man's grind. It's all about me. Y'all know my speech, y'all know my style, I keep it green. Y'all know my means, y'all know my how, I rep my city. No time for speaking, time is now, I get it crazy. Don't care about another man's grind. It's all about knowing when to hold a man, knowing when to fold a man. Word to Kenny Rogers, niggas used to learn to die's a nigga. They ain't got no focus, man. That there is a hopeless man. They ain't got no rise of niggas fishing for a problem, man. They ain't my concern. Took a couple times to learn. Reputation for the faking is the only thing you earn. If the promises you making, you ain't keeping, then it turn. For the effort ain't remembered, but the failure will be burned. In the memories of enemies disguised as your peers. If you ever drop the ball, that disguise disappears. So I learned to minimize niggas that get inside my enterprise. I find that's the way to stay clear, yeah. Handle biz with my partners like a bro. Okay, I bear America with me's in a better place. Yeah, we doing more than getting back. Fix time to get an infinite supply. It's all about man. Y'all know my speech, y'all know my style, I keep it green. Y'all know my means, y'all know my how, I rep my city. No time for speaking, time is now, I get it crazy. Don't care about another man's grind. It's all about man. Y'all know my speech, y'all know my style, I keep it green. Y'all know my means, y'all know my how, I rep my city. No time to stick in, time is now, I get it quickly. I don't care about another man's grind. It's all about
the two types of brothers in this world that we live in. The ones that love and hate and the ones that we get in. That's what we bank, no place, no business. There for my grind, no waste, no pigeon. Pops took me well, but them streets got the better. Get a black view, Google lies for that cheddar. Mills didn't come, so I was out with the felons. Copped a few gums, fed the fam, why you jealous? Thumb a straight in and get the finger out your nose. All I know is hard work, dedication, and you're in show. Never paid mind to chickens or peoples that didn't know. As long as papers coming in, you see the smile, people glow. Ayy,
Always treated life for gold and mine, no recliner. Focused on my dreams, made your life rather finer. The stakes never high, never mind, I'ma find ya. Point the finger right, it's long, trust the man is minor.
Y'all know my speech, y'all know my style, I keep it green. Y'all know my means, y'all know my how, I rep my city. No time for spending time, it's now, I get it busy. Don't care about the level man's ground. It's all about, y'all know my speech, y'all know my style, I keep it green. Y'all know my means, y'all know my how, I rep my city. No time to spend, it's time, it's now, I get it busy. Don't care about the level man's ground. It's all about.
Perdition. I see the smokestacks in my periphery. I've been all the time spewing the residue of the working class's faith in democracy. Church house tilting on that bank no more. Attracting folk with give me some money, Lord. Yeah. Three piece snack is riding on a 3 minute song with that horse hat. Selling out for the subwoofers, but bumping, hollering, but I'm hungry for freedom, but I don't know how to eat that day because I'm. New occupation, senses can't quantify the desperation nailing the hungry and the beaten all across the dreamy USA. The ball is under the spell, the hand out, give me my share. The pleasing cries, give me a voice, give me my mind back, give me the floor, give me some room, no, and gotta take it. I heard the pleasing cries, make me the choice, let me in the cast, give my poor son and daughter a pass. You gotta take it, gotta take it. Sometimes you gotta ask yourself, what am I feeding on? What am I stepping in? What am I?